In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
I believe there is. Again, just need to get, you got to understand, sight unseen for me. This is the medical team saying we'll just take it one day at a time. So I'm kind of, you know, waiting on them each day and seeing how it goes. So we'll get with them again tomorrow. And then as we head into Wednesday will probably be a walkthrough. So that'll be hard to tell for sure. But at least we'll be able to get out there and do the walkthrough at least at this point. So we'll just take it and see how it goes here.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the availability this weekend. Joey Bosa making a return as we welcome in Matt Perino of the Syracuse Post Standard and the Shout podcast. What we can talk about the pass rush here in a bit, Matt, but you get the win on Sunday over the Bengals. A couple of gifts from Joe Burrow and Josh Allen doing Superman things, and all of a sudden the narrative changes in the AFC once again, and the Bills are a team that everybody thinks should represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Welcome back into the sports bar, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be back. This is what it's all about. I think, you know, we weave in and out of all of the narratives, like you mentioned, all season long, and none of it really matters till now. Like, this is the measuring stick. I can't remember who said it recently, but it was a player, not a Bills player, but somebody in the NFL. Like, none of this stuff matters until December because, you know, it's just a different game. Like, the pressure is so much greater. And I mean, you think about this Patriots team over the next 2 weeks, there's a good chance they're for real, right? But we don't really know yet. Like, they're going to face, with the division on the line, the team that has been the, you know, the class of the division for the last 5 years with the best quarterback in the league and coming off of another, you know, Herculean performance in a got to have it game if they wanted any chance at the division again. And then, you know, now you get flexed the next week against the Baltimore team that, listen, nobody's scared of the Baltimore Ravens right now, right? They're playing as bad as anybody. But, you know, if Lamar Jackson gets healthy and they, you know, Pittsburgh maybe drops one this week, which that's another funny storyline that we could talk about. Like, sure. I sneaky think the Dolphins are making a run to be in the mix in week 18, which if the Bills win this week and the Patriots lose to the Ravens next week and the Dolphins win this week, now you're talking about that week 18 game, Miami versus New England, having like AFC championship implications. It's kind of a crazy place that we live in the division, let alone the conference, where we could be living in a world without Burrow, Lamar, and Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
Yeah, let alone the league, Matt, because I'm watching the Eagles last night. That was disgusting. Wait a second. That doesn't look as scary. Like, to me, Joe Burrow, okay, that's a quality win the Bills got against a quality opponent. I know they had only 4 wins, but the majority of them without Burrow. Jalen Hurts, like, what does that – I'll ask the question this way. Because, yes, Saquon did have some yards last night, but is it as simple as – Shaq Thompson going in there at middle linebacker? We don't overlook. Yes, they gave up points, but these last 3 games, the 2.5 games, Matt, the Bills have done a much, much better job defending the run.
No, without a doubt. And I think, you know, the big piece too is like the continuity factor. Like, sure, you don't have Ed Oliver and Joey Bosa and Michael Hoyt, and that changes the math up front. But this version of this defensive line played its first game of the season together last week. I mean, you bring up Morgan Fox, who gets, I think, about 15 snaps in that game. You know, didn't really make much of an impact, but it felt like guys like Daquan Jones, Larry Ogunjobi, and Deion Walker, and even T.J. Sanders in the interior, they're starting to build some continuity, which I think that you can at least survive on until you get some of these guys back. Like, you're going to get Joey Bosa back, if not this week, maybe the following week. There's a really good chance that you get Ed Oliver back for the playoffs, which, you know, it seems like by all posts that he's been making, like, the guy is trying everything he can to get back. So it's just one of those things where, yeah, it looks a lot better, but you're going to be tested. You know, this week, Travion Henderson, he is an explosive back, and they're going to have to do a really good job against him and Ramondre Stevenson. We'll learn more about them from that perspective. And then, you know, I know it doesn't look good with Jalen Hurts right now, but Saquon Barkley has the, you know, ability, especially depending on what's going on with Lane Johnson. I don't know if he'll be back for that game or not. When he plays, they're a completely different team, offense, and running game.
Matt, we talk about the team being better against the run defensively, but the pass rush, man, I'm just disappointed in Greg Russo. I thought there was an opportunity there last week against the Bengals with no Joey Bosa on the field to see him really kind of, you know, take over that line, take over that pass rush, and we didn't really see much out of Russo in that facet of his game. How much of a concern is that going to be here as you move into the postseason or look towards moving into the postseason, the inability to get the quarterback down?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing we've been talking about with Russo for 5 years, is like, it always feels like, even though there's these flashes and moments and you feel him as a run defender, that you're always left wanting more. And I just think that he is what he is at this point. And he's somebody that they asked to do multiple things. They need him to be a really good edge defender, especially when they face some of these more mobile quarterbacks, as they will the next couple of weeks. I mean, Drake May isn't the kind of runner that a Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts is, but he is going to get out of the pocket and create off structure. And I think that's the kind of matchup where Greg Russo plays his best football. You know, I also think that, you know, they're big. I don't know how much it's on Greg versus it's what they ask him to do, right? Like, there's a lot of plays. Like, if you pull up the film and you watch some of these different angles back, like, he's specifically rushing in a very specific way as to limit the lanes or mobility of the quarterback. So, like, I don't know what they're asking him to do, but if they're asking him to do one specific thing that doesn't necessarily yield the kind of pass rush opening that would get to the quarterback, it gets a little bit complicated. I do think he's been good. I do think he's been solid, but he hasn't been great. But I don't necessarily know that they gave him a contract for a great elite pass rusher. I mean, he's making $20 million per season. Those guys are making $40 million. So the guy that they need to be the difference maker is Joey Bosa, who they got on a discount, and who in the biggest games of the season, when this defensive line has really been impactful, he has been an obviously their best player, especially on the perimeter. So I think it's about getting him back and getting him healthy. I think you're going to get some splash plays from A.J. Epenesa at times. I really like him in this matchup coming up this weekend against the Patriots. But, no, I think it's fair. I think it's fair to always be sitting here talking about wanting more from Greg, but I do think that he kind of is what he is at this point.
Matt Perino, Shout Podcast, Syracuse Post Standard, our guest here. On the positive, that's consecutive games now where Christian Benford has found himself in the right position, a scoop and score. But my gosh, the play, and maybe that ends up being a signature play if this ends up being the special season for the Buffalo Bills, Matt. And you want to talk about value. Okay, the Bills got him at a good price. My question is this week, how do they manage this? Like, do they flip the corners? I thought it was interesting, too. hearing the post-game comments from Chase, I don't know if you saw that or not, where he said, well, yeah, Benford, at the line, he gets really, really handsy. Well, yeah, you're allowed to get really, really handsy at the line of scrimmage. You're doing your job there if you can frustrate Jamar Chase here. But your thoughts here on how the Bills go against Diggs this week. Will they flip the corners and have Benford chase him around?
Potentially. The challenge becomes when you try to get Diggs into the slot, which is where he plays a lot of. I think the Bills will try to rely on Taron Johnson, and I think that's a bit of a coin flip at this point. Like, Taron, you know, he made some really good plays. I watched it back. I mean, that one pass breakup on the ball, the, you know, intermediate throw to T. Higgins that probably goes for like 20, 30 yards if Taron Johnson doesn't break up that pass. I mean, that's a huge play in the game, but there's also a missed tackle or two. There's being in the wrong spot in the run game on a few occasions, not just last week, but over the last couple. And, you know, hearing, you know, Sean and Bobby Babbage talk about Taron, I mean, that, you know, he's battling. It's been an up and down season for him. And, you know, as this thing goes along, not just the Patriots game, but like, I think that's a big off-season storyline that's kind of looming. Is Taron Johnson a guy that you can rely on at a $12 million cap hit next season? He's had some good moments, but there's been more concerning moments about maybe losing a step, maybe a little bit of regression. That's tough. This is a former captain. This is a former All-Pro. And we've seen the way that, like, Jordan Poyer's playing this season. Like, has it all been, like, All-Pro Poe from 3-4 years ago? No. But he's really stabilized that back seven, that back four especially. And you wonder if maybe Taron Johnson, who's kind of gone through it a little bit, maybe he's banged up. You know, he's been on and off the injury report, so maybe that's playing into it. Maybe he can, you know, find a streak of play and turn the clock back a little bit. But it's been an inconsistent season. And, you know, whatever they do with Benford, to me, Taron Johnson is a monster person in this game. From what they do in when they go base and when they decide to, like, roll the dice in nickel against the run game, like, you can't give up explosive runs. And if your defensive backs aren't in the right spots, that's to me when they really have been gouged for big gains. So, yeah, Christian Benford has been, man, I put out a tweet, I remember, I think it was week 5 or week 6, and I was just astounded at, like, the passer rating allowed that Christian Benford was giving up so far. And he was being targeted almost 2 more times per game through 6 games than he was last year. It was like almost like quarterbacks were indifferent about who they threw the ball at. And that was just such a departure from what we saw last year. Well, ever since, I mean, the dude has been about as locked down as anybody in the league. Some of the advanced metrics, if you look at Christian Benford's production, passer rating when targeted, yards allowed per target, like everything that you look at. And now he's turning the ball over. He's making difference-making plays. I mean, he's been such a godsend for that defense with them battling all the injuries up front that they are. They've really been able to rely on him on the back end, especially in a game against the Bengals where Trey got, you know, gave up a touchdown and Maxwell Harrison gave up a touchdown. You know, Christian Benford was nails, and you're going to need him to be that, especially this week against the Patriots.
Matt, the Bills are second in total yards for the offense in the NFL. They lead the league in rushing, and James Cook has been magnificent all season, but as of late, little issue securing the football, some fumbles in James. We've seen James Cook in years past drop passes, fumble the ball, sit on the bench. We haven't seen him sit on the bench this year, but how concerning is James Cook and his fumble issues here the last few games?
Yeah, so if I was to put like a percentage on it, I'd probably put it somewhere around 5% concerned if 100% was, oh my gosh, threat level midnight, like you can't put him on the field. I'm not worried about it at all. I think this comes along with the increased workload that we've seen for James Cook. I mean, the more times the ball is in your hand, the more times you're carrying the ball, the more times there's a chance that you're going to put it on the ground. Now, I do think to have it happen like that in a big moment late in the season, to me, is almost like a sneaky good thing, because now, if you're James Cook getting back on the practice field this week, that is going to be at the top of your mind. Like, ball security is going to be something that sometimes you need a little bit of a reminder about. Like, it's as important as anything. You know, there's I've been doing a little bit of research today about, you know, what has happened this season with the Bills turning the ball over at the clip that they have. They've got four games where they've had three turnovers. They're 1-4 in games this season where they lost the turnover battle, and the only game of those that they won was a home game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. They're going to play on the road most likely in the playoffs. If they can't catch the Patriots, which even if they win Sunday kind of feels unlikely, now you're talking about potentially 2-3, maybe all of your games on the road. And this has been a team that not just James Cook, but even in the passing game, that has just turned the ball over at an uncharacteristic clip based on what they've done the two previous seasons. And they haven't been able to win in those scenarios on the road when they're doing that. And again, some of these better teams with these elite level defenses, the Texans, the Broncos, and I think you've got to even throw the Patriots in there when Milton Williams gets back. That's not a recipe for winning. So I think the overall concern for this offense, and when it hasn't gone well, that they've gone back to, you know, turning the ball over quite a bit, which we saw a lot earlier in Josh Allen's career, that to me is the bigger concern than just James alone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah, Matt, with Josh Allen, anything's possible, right? That, like, if you get him performing at the level we've seen him recently, who knows? And my question is this, and I don't know if you can give us any insight, but I go back to Allen's rookie year, and there was a piece of red meat that Jalen Ramsey threw out there, and Allen didn't take the bait. He just went out there, performed, won the game, beat the Jaguars, right? Josh Allen, he's a competitor. He's very much a competitor, but he's not going to tell you, the reporter, or say anything inflammatory, right? So when you're looking at the MVP odds right now, and Allen's plus 1,500 and Drake May is plus 200. Yes, the Patriots have won 10 games in a row. Drake May hasn't thrown for 300 yards this season in a game here. So my question, I guess, is, Josh Allen, how much of a motivating factor is this? Does he take this personally, knowing that New England, there's a lot of love going in their direction here so far?
That's a great question. And I think he does a good job, and Sean does a good job of placing the chips in the spots that they need to be on the shoulder, right? Going into these games and going into these matchups. But to be honest with you, more so than any kind of slights that Josh Allen could create about Drake May or about, like, what people are saying about MVP or the quarterbacks, like, the first thing he talks about when they roll the balls out at training camp is, like, protecting their house and winning their division. Like, those are the two big talking points. And it's never been more feeling like it's slipping away than it is right now in the AFC East, just because, you know, there are some cream puffs after this. You know, even the Ravens, who I think probably will give them a game with their season on the line, you can argue that even if they try to give them a game, I mean, they're just looking like a lost team. I mean, Lamar doesn't look like the same guy. Their defense, letting Aaron Rodgers throw it all over the yard. I mean, what's Drake May going to do to him in a couple weeks? So I think that piece of it more than anything is like standing up on the road, making a kind of statement that, okay, maybe win the division, but if you see us in your house in a couple of weeks in the playoffs, be scared. And I also think like that, and I know the players don't pay attention to this, but I put out a tweet after the game because I think it was worth mentioning that you look at how up and down this season has gone, but Josh Allen's 3-0 against Lamar, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes. And I think in a regular season, that's quite an accomplishment. And, man, the replies on that tweet from Patriots fans are so interesting to me because, like, I think there's probably a little bit of hubris from the Tom Brady era that still exists there. But you would think they're ready to welcome the Bills into their stadium and roll them. And I think it's the complete opposite. I think the Bills are going to smash them in a big way, in a big way. And I think it comes down to, you know, like this schedule, I know it's talked about a lot. Guys, they haven't really played anybody. They barely beat a Bengals team with Joe Flacco and no Jamar Chase a couple of weeks ago. They wanted to lose that game to the Jets. The Jets just wouldn't let them on Thursday Night Football a couple weeks ago. And I know it's at home. And I think Mike Vrabel is a really good coach. And Drake May is a talented player. But, man, I think that they're playing the underdog card at Orchard Park right now. It's probably all up on the video boards and everything else. And I think they're just going to roll them.
So one of the things that gets the Bills to this situation, and it's something I think fans – well, you know, fans that are critical of Sean McDermott, I don't know that they're still bringing this up, but I know it's something that was brought up often. And man, it's refreshing to see just how aggressive Sean McDermott has been on fourth down in critical spots, knowing that he has Josh Allen. We certainly saw it on display against the Bengals throughout the course of the game. How much have you seen in Sean McDermott and that changing there from being more viewed as a conservative, defensive-minded head coach? Certainly still defensive-minded, but you can slap that conservative tag to the ground. It feels like he's been really aggressive at the right time on offense.
Yeah, and I think where I saw it really start, I remember when I had him on my podcast. I don't remember if you remember that clip that I put out from it when we sat down in the media room, I think it was in May or June, and I asked him about that stat with Josh Allen and quarterbacks and head coaches that have been together for more than 5 years who didn't win a Super Bowl in that window never have, and how he felt about that. And he immediately puffed out his chest and said, I think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league, I'm paraphrasing, and I think I'm the best head coach in the league. And I thought that was the kind of confidence and aggressiveness in that commentary that I just felt that. Like it seemed like somebody that was ready to kind of go for it, finally. After all of these years of all of these, like, so close moments that I think it set the stage for what we've seen this year and how aggressive he's been. And if you remember after the game when he was asked that question about being aggressive, I mean – he paused and he kind of like gave a glare. I don't know who asked the question, but like, we're going to be aggressive. Like, it's almost like bubbling within him. And so I think that they're going to the rest of the way and into the, I think they can feed off of that in the playoffs. And, you know, I think the national talking point has been that there's like a level of pressure because all these other guys are going to be out of the playoffs. But I think it's almost like, I don't want to say it takes the pressure off because it doesn't, but I almost feel like it ratchets up the aggressiveness and it ratchets up like the eagerness and the opportunity that you're going to have against a, who knows, maybe you'll run into a team that's really good, that's able to execute, and it's a really good game. Maybe you lose one of those games. But it also feels like an opportunity to be the seasoned, experienced team that can take advantage of some of these other teams that are kind of in these spots for the first time. So I'll tell you guys, this next month and a half, I'm so charged up to cover it because it feels a little bit different than it has in previous seasons, just partly because of the new blood, but also because of just what you kind of mentioned there. It feels like a different aura around the team a little bit.
He's fired up. He's Matt Perino, our good friend, Syracuse Post Standard Shout podcast. So tell everybody, when does the next pod drop? We can go check out and read on the website this week as well, Matt.
Yeah, so we'll have a show that drops later tonight. It's our collaboration with Carl Jones and Josh Reed from Channel 4. We'll have our staple show tomorrow. And then if you want to get it on your calendar a little bit ahead of time, we'll be out at Turning Stone Resort Casino. I know that's probably a shorter drive for the crew out in Rochester, about an hour from Verona there. We'll be there Thursday, December 18th for a one-night special event, meet and greet, live show. It's a great spot in New York Rec and Social Club, and then you're right there at the casino. So it's a great night to come hang out, watch Thursday Night Football, talk Bills, and have a good time.
Love it, Matt. Thanks for the time, as always. Let's do it again next week.
All right, boys. Take care.
There's Matt Perino covering the Buffalo Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard. You can hear him on the Shout podcast as well, predicting a blowout. He's predicting a...
The Bills will smash the Patriots.
Yeah.
Smash.
I kind of think back to that, the loss earlier this year, and it was sloppy. The Bills did not play their best game. There was a lot of turnovers, and they didn't have an answer for Steph Diggs. What's changed? I mean, if you're able to clean up those turnovers, figure out how to slow Diggs down, your run defense has gotten better. I could see this being the Bills in a blowout.
Or Diggs gets his, but you're not allowing anybody to run the ball. Like to me, and the caller we took yesterday who suggested maybe Allen wasn't right for that game, and he made a really bad, uncharacteristic decision on that red zone interception. That set the tone to me. And then you had another turnover deep in your own end, things the Bills normally didn't do up until that point. If they play a cleaner game, Danger, I'm not going to say blowout, but have they really fixed their issues here when it comes to the run game? This is the different test. It seems like New England, and we'll talk to Michael F. Florio, who has been driving the Travion Henderson train like before we even knew the Patriots were going to be any good this year. Like, have they been holding him back for a game like this? Because Ramondre Stevenson, to me, he's a guy.
Yeah. Don't have the speed on this defense to match Travion Henderson. You just don't. You've seen what speed and how some of these matchups don't work out against the Bills defense. But, yeah, can you slow them down? Can you keep them contained? That'll be interesting. Really appreciate Perino sharing some of his insight here as the Bills get back to work tomorrow. We heard Sean McDermott talking about tomorrow being a walkthrough practice. Won't know if we'll get Joey Bosa back on the field, but something to monitor through the course of this week to see if the Bills pass rush gets a little injection of boost of energy there with Bosa back in the lineup. 4 o'clock hour is packed. Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, is going to stop by. We'll talk some fantasy football. We'll also talk Rochester Americans hockey with Michael Leone. He's stopping by at 4:25. I feel kind of bad because normally on a Tuesday, next up, we would be giving you our Survive and Advance pick. But we are no longer in a Survivor pool.
I was saying Philadelphia really needs this one, and it goes to overtime. Like, I thought the script last night would have said the Eagles are going to win this really, really ugly game, and they were ugly. That's for sure.
I have a scenario regarding fantasy, not fantasy, but Survivor pools that I'd like to run by you. This is courtesy of my buddy Richie C, you know, one of my neighbors. He laid this by me, and I'm like, I wanted to present you with the scenario he has going on right now in his Survivor League.
Okay. So this is not a buyback. He's still in, though.
I'll explain. Okay. We'll lay it all out for you next. 4 o'clock hour is packed. We have time for your calls as well if you want to join us at 866-4FAN, 866-4326. Before we get to that, let's give away some free food. If you're caller 5 right now, win a $50 gift certificate to Livingston County Pizza Company and Gluten-Free Bakery, featuring one of Western New York's largest gluten-free menus. In addition to pizza, you can stop by for their legendary carrot cake, chocolate dreamboat cake, and handcrafted cookie selection. They're at 212 Rochester Street in Avon, now celebrating their 20th anniversary, open Tuesday through Sunday. $50 gift card to Livingston County Pizza Company and Gluten-Free Bakery. Caller 5 now, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.